Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
And he had to serve a suspension and things like that, but he was a head coach, right? He was a head coach when that happened. He's not going to be the head coach now. You know, there are going to be certain things that he is just not tasked with, you know, that I think would prevent or prohibit him from really being able to wreck a program, you know, like people would fear. And so to me, I would say that it seems like the most reservation, to the extent that there would be any, is simply just his age.
Yeah, is he still going to be sharp? And I would say you've made this point since you broke this news, but you got to think Penny Hardaway's got a feel for that, right? You don't still want him all these years later after you first get hired unless you got a pretty good feel that not just that Larry is good there when it comes to still sharp, all that kind of stuff, but that he's going to come here, handle everything you throw in front of him, can go a season because you don't bring Larry in here to do half a year. You got to feel pretty good about that. You think if you're Penny Hardaway, you've done your due diligence and feel like Larry going to make it through.
Yep. I think you're right. Let's go to the lines here, phone lines here, 535-377-6535-ESPN. We go to Terrence. Terrence, welcome to the show.
Hey, listen, on Larry Brown being 80, it depends on what kind of 80. You know, if he's 80 in good health and he's active, it's a go. It's what Penny wants, and I think you have to, if Penny is comfortable with it, I think we need to go with it.
Terrence, thanks for the call, man. Appreciate that. Yeah, there's certainly, there are different kinds of 80. I mean,
there's going to be different kind of 81 because he's going to be 81 in September.
Yeah, I mean, it absolutely.
We have kept throwing around that 80 number.
I mean, he would have to be the oldest.
So I was just researching to see if he was the oldest ever.
He would have to be.
We just
not maybe the oldest ever.
This man said,
"I don't know."
We just looked up Martelli, and he's in his 60s.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, I think he would be the oldest serving coach in the in basketball. But Hubie was old. He was with the Grizzlies.
How old is Hubie Brown?
Hubie Brown is 87. All right. So when he was with the Grizzlies,
man.
When he was with the Grizzlies in 2003, what was that, 18 years ago? He was 70.
He's 69.
Well, he's turning 70. You know, I mean, it's what's the difference between 70 and 81, bro?
This man older than Hubie when Hubie was
But nobody talked about Hubie.
The difference is the nursing home, John.
Hubie was the coach of the year.
Yes, and he's one of those, like our caller was talking about, like Terrence was talking about, he's still sharp.
He's 87.
And he's still doing games.
He's
87 now, he's still doing games. Still sharp for the most part. Every once in a while, you get some sentences that trail off.
That's okay, dude. He's 87.
Larry going to be like, Penny.
What?
What?
Exactly.
What, coach? What is it?
Hold on. I forgot. Penny, we got to go to the zone.
Okay. You've gotten your rocks off. Chris, you're on.
Hey, guys, man. Penny Hardaway in his hire, if it happens, it kind of reminds me of a dude who's on probation who wants to go to the store to get some cigarettes and his tags are expired. I mean, with Memphis' situation right now, man, how many chances you going to take? I mean, you're already looking at possibly sanctions, and now you want to go hire Hubie Brown.
Larry, not Hubie.
Larry Brown, I'm sorry.
What's the difference? Old-ass white guy, right? I mean, what's the difference?
They might be related.
I just don't know. I don't know what the NCAA and how they seem to have this thing for Memphis. It seems like that's just adding on to it. What do you guys think about this?
Hey, Chris, thanks for the call. Appreciate it.
A fair point to be concerned about that.
We've addressed this before, right? We have addressed this before, and I think our consensus is that there is nothing that you can do to either side when it comes to the NCAA that is going to change their opinion of you. That's what I don't know. You may think differently, but I don't think Memphis could hire Mother Teresa, you know.
So here's the deal. It's already wide open because you allowed that to happen when you made the decision to play James Wiseman. We've talked about this. You're in the IARP because you played James when the NCAA was saying he's ineligible. But once they got here and Johnson, you could ask about anything. Okay? So your books but they've been open to the NCAA for a minute. Got that? So they've had their run of the place. They're running around asking questions. Folks either going to talk or they're not going to talk. But that's been happening already. You bring Larry in, well, that book's already still been open. And, right, Larry's got to do something at that point to get you in more trouble. Because remember, guys, they're already asking any question they want right now. That doesn't change when you bring Larry Brown in here, mm-hmm. okay? And you got to think that those questions, and we've talked about, what was this, a couple of months ago, John, we were talking about, feel like that was coming to an end. I mean, those questions, didn't we say that? And so the point being that it doesn't open the book back up. Because, hell, they've already been through the book once you bring Larry in here. And your plan for him is this. He's not dealing with yep. recruiting and transcripts and all that stuff that got him into trouble with SMU and tutoring and that kind of thing. Larry's coaching the players that Penny Hardaway brings in. And so that you don't reopen the case. You don't add to the case.
Mm-hmm.
Larry would have to do something in Memphis. Well, guys, for the most part, they're taking away the keys as far as that's concerned.
Right.
I mean, in terms of, okay, well, you're not doing this, but you're doing this, so there's no chance of him adding on. I get the concern, and I get that, because it's true. NCAA always going to pick on Memphis. That I truly believe. When I was a kid watching this program to all the way through covering it to right now, it's always been the case. Memphis grew up, NCAA going to be all over you.
Yep.
But that's already happening. And there's nothing for Larry to screw up, at least with the role they're going to have him in.
I think that's true. 535-3776, 535-ESPN. We go to Philip. Philip, you're on.
What's up, guys?
What's up, brother?
I'm excited about it, and I don't even see where any hesitation can come in, to be honest.
Yeah.
The man is one of the most knowledgeable basketball minds on the planet. I don't care how old he is. I don't care if the program needs to buy him a hover round and a life alert for him to make it down to the sidelines on game day. As long as his mind is intact, hook him up to oxygen, whatever food, ginseng, as long as his mind is intact and Penny trusts him and is open to listen to him, hire the man. Because that's the only thing that Penny has been missing on staff is somebody who is experienced. Everybody he's had on the staff has either had the same or less college basketball experience as he has had. And so this will be a big upgrade, and I expect big things. Go Tigers.
All right, thanks for the call, Philip. Appreciate
Very
that.
Very well done.
Yeah.
Very well
said. 535-3776, 535-ESPN. We go to Trey. Trey, you're on.
Hey, what's going on, man? The last caller kind of stole my thunder, but I piggyback off him. Like, people are looking at this all wrong. Like, Larry Brown's really not going to be coaching the player. He's more so going to be coaching Penny for a couple of years.
That's
like,
one way to put it. Yeah.
Like, people have to understand. Like, all you got to do is talk to Allen Iverson if you want to know how much basketball Larry Brown knows or how much he can evolve with the game. And so I think Penny is making a smart move, learning as much as he can before Larry Brown really gets out the game. And he can soak that up and then pass that on. So he's kind of accelerating the process hiring Larry Brown, you ask me.
Couldn't be more with you, Troy.
Hey, Trey, thanks for the call, brother. 535-3776-535-ESPN. How do you feel about the possibility of Larry Brown joining the staff here with Penny at Memphis? Kyle, you're on.
Yeah, so I think we all obviously know this will be a great hire. But I think it's just a way of the university building anticipation for the season next year. He's definitely going to get hired. And I think in return, we may even get Musa to return. So this is just a way to build up anticipation, man.
Hey, Kyle, thanks for the call, man. I would not hold my breath on Musa, my
Maybe
man.
Larry can make a call to Musa.
I don't think that's what needs to happen, but you're allowed to dream, you know? It's like the Titans going out and getting Julio, brother. You're allowed to dream.
Well, Musa got to be able to pick up the phone.
Okay.
You got small hands.
Austin, you're on.
Musa going to drop that phone if he tries to grab it. No, but I think it's a good move. I mean, y'all kind of hit the nail on the head, you know, ever since this started kind of going underway, just as far as, you know, he would just be the X and O guy. I mean, he's not going to be recruiting with him. He's not going to – Penny's got way more sense than to bring Larry old ass up in someone's house. So I think it'll be a good move. I think it's a good move all around.
Hey, Austin, thanks for the call.
Appreciate the call, brother.
I'm not going to sit here and act like – I mean, Larry Brown, I'm sure there are tons of you know, families who would love to – talk to Larry Brown, who would love to, you know, be recruited by Larry Brown. I mean, he's, again, you know, how many times do I have to say it?
He going to talk to you when you come on that
the
visit.
Only coach to have ever won an NBA championship and a college basketball championship.
To me, that's the best part about it, because he's still a part of the recruiting pitch.
Yeah, when you come on official visits, like, you'll get that from Larry Brown.
Yeah.
He just won't be on the road.
Let me tell you
he
about
don't want to be on the road. That man's 80 years old.
Allen Iverson.
Right.
You remind me of him.
But he does not sound like that, man. Like, he, y'all
don't get so damn offended.
Y'all
by
make
that.
Him sound like he's out of
it.
Y'all really make him sound like he's out of it.
Penny.
A1.
Yes, sir. How y'all doing today, gentlemen?
What's up, brother?
All right, man. Hey, man. Hey, man. Keep them tights at your mouth, man. You know how we do rocking. But anyway,
Larry Brown, man.
Come on, man. I know we're not having this conversation, man. This will be one of the most – this will be the best thing for Memphis. That'll give us stability. That'll give us a coaching pedigree, man, for none other. And bringing in our new recruits, man, look, man, I know the NCAA don't like us. It's not our job for them to like us. We're going to keep on doing what we're doing, and Penny, bring it in, man. Go Tigers and Titans. Tighten up.
Yes, sir.
Hey, well, thanks for the call,
That's
man.
A man who believes the Titans going to get more than 9 wins.
Yeah.
And in Larry Brown.
Certainly so. So, universal, I would say. Damn near universal in terms of and again, it's very rare that we would spend this much time on an assistant. You know, I do think that this is a very unique situation, though, where you're bringing in – you know, potentially, a legend, they'll have the best in terms of coaching mind. They'll have the best assistant coach in the country. They just will. If Larry Brown's on the staff, they will have the best assistant coach in terms of basketball mind in the nation.
Well, I just think for all these reasons that we've listed, that our callers listed, if you are Laird Veach, right, who Jeff had on, asked him about it directly, said, I can't talk on personnel matters, but I'm supporting Penny, that what are you standing in the way of this for? Like, again, you know, the reasoning behind why you would stop this. I'm with you where early on, if Penny had gotten his way, you get Larry Brown. You wonder where he might have been and where this thing might have been. But I kind of understood it too, John, in a way when it came to Bowen's decision, in the sense that, look, you think you know what you're getting with Penny, but you don't, okay? And in many ways, it's you know, what's going to be the role for Larry at that point? Is he involved with recruiting? You know, Penny hadn't – there was no identity at that point. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
You know, it was, okay, well, yeah, I'm bringing Penny Hardaway in, and let's see where it goes. Don't necessarily need to add a Larry Brown to baggage early on. Like, I'm with you that, hey, just go ahead and get it done anyway, but I can understand the case for Bowen stopping him because, again, it's sort of – you don't even know the rule book yet, Penny. Penny's talked about that, like how thick that rule book was, you know what I'm saying, when you're coming to NCAA. So in many ways, you're protecting him from himself in that instance. And remember, he didn't want it as a consultant. He was as an assistant. And at that point, what were those duties going to entail?
Right.
Was that going to include recruiting or not? Okay, whatever. Can sort of understand it more so certainly from Bowen. Now, this role, and I'm going back to the point. You guys put Penny Hardaway, not Laird Veach necessarily, but the administration, David Rudd, those guys. Y'all got this program in this position in the first place when you decided to play James.
Mm-hmm.
Now you can't go out and get any assistant you want because of the IARP that's hanging over you because of that administrative decision. Larry Brown, best thing you're going to get with this net you've got, you know. So how can you stand in the way of that when in many ways you've sort of handcuffed Penny already? This is the best he can do. He still wants him. You're covered from that recruiting transcript tutor because he's not going to be messing with that from a compliance standpoint. It's a better way to put that.
Mm-hmm.
Give me the cons. There aren't many, if any. Maybe the only con is that Larry, you're going to stick with it, you know, once you get here. You're going through a full season, because that's that to me is the only thing that could be a potential drawback.
For sure, that's
if he changes his mind once he gets here. This is a little bit more than
he could change his mind before he gets here.
It's a long season.
Who knows? Yeah. That's why I'm being very clear about this process. This is not done. You know, this is something that there's still some things left to play out on this. But I think Penny has to listen. I think that's a requisite of this. I mean, if you're going to bring in Larry Brown, be willing to listen to him. Otherwise, what's the point? You know, and as long as that is the case, and I believe it will be, because
you're not bringing, you know, Larry's going to challenge you when you bring him in here, so you must be prepared for that already.
He's not perceived as a threat, therefore, and you played for him in New York, and you think so highly of him. You know, you will certainly, I think, be willing to listen to him and willing to be challenged by him. And as long as that is the case, then this will be, in my opinion, a great hire and a great decision by the University of Memphis. All right, we will come back. Jeff Collins is going to join us at 1:25. We will talk to him about this, his thoughts on it, and more. Jason and John, Eddie Turner FM, ESPN.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
2 o'clock. Barbecue and sports in Memphis go together perfectly with us. You're listening to the Jason and John Show live from the Topps Barbecue Studios. Online at TopsBarbecue.com. And with a new location in Bartlett on Stage Road, the best barbecue and burgers from Topps go perfectly with sports. On 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Rain, rain, go away. Come again some other day. Man, it's been raining for like 3 weeks straight, man. I feel like we live in the UK. I feel like it always rains in the UK. I feel like, I don't know if that's true or not, but that's what I feel. And as a result of all this rain, you might notice you got a leak, or you might notice something's wrong on your roof. If that's the case, don't trip. Call our man Chris McCulley, McCulley Roof and Renovation. He's going to come out. He's going to get on your roof. He's going to tell you, oh, you got a missing shingle. You got some storm damage. Let me help you out. That's what he's going to do. He's going to deal with your insurance. He's going to take care of you. He's going to look out for you. He's your advocate. When he comes out, make sure you let him know that you heard about him on the Jason and John Show. He's going to throw in a free roofing upgrade.
That's important. Who doesn't like free now? Again, especially when you're getting somebody with Chris's talents. Again, whatever issue you got with your roof, if you've got some renovation ideas, right, and you think, hey, can I do this with my home? Well, perfect to call on that as well. That number, 487-7096. Everybody loves him. That's why he's voted most popular roofing company by Memphis Most. Got a ton of 5-star reviews over on Facebook. You're going to see him here soon on Family Feud. He's everywhere. Can be there and on top of your roof with his team. Like I said, don't forget to mention J&J. You heard it here on Jason and John. You're going to get that free roofing upgrade. That's important. Big problem or small problem, Chris McCulley got you covered. McCulley Roofing and Renovation.
What if I told you that Memphis now has a path to the college football playoff? What if I told you that?
I'd want to hear some more.
Because it's true. It's a long way from done, but the College Football Playoff Working Group has recommended a 12-team playoff. We don't have a start date yet, but it is the recommendation of the College Football Playoff Working Group that they go from 4 teams to a much more expansive, I mean, triple the amount of teams, 12-team playoff. And the way that they're going to do this is – there's no automatic berth set aside for the group of five. Like, we always wondered about that. Mm-hmm. But they are going to take the 6 highest-ranked conference champions, okay? So this whatever order that is. And then they're going to have 6 at-large teams. but which means you're really only going to have five at-large teams because Notre Dame is always going to get one of those. But six highest-ranked conference champs. So let's just take last year, right? What would that have meant last year if this were the format? Well, what it would have meant last year is that those six highest-ranked conference champions would be these following teams: Bama, Clemson, Ohio State, Oklahoma, Cincinnati, because they won the AAC and they were ranked in the top 10, and then Coastal Carolina. Coastal Carolina would have gotten in ahead of Oregon, the Power 5 Pac-12 champion, because Oregon only played six games, and they were ranked higher than Oregon.
Yeah, Oregon ended up 25th in the CFP.
So Oregon would have been, the Pac-12 champion would have been left out, most likely.
Well, and they would have cried.
But
wow.
I actually really like this because, obviously, a Group of Five team is going to get in every single year. I mean, that's just true. Like, most likely, the AAC champion is going to get in every single year. So if you win the AAC championship and you have a good season and you're in the top 10 to 15 to 25, whatever, then you are going to – because how many years are there going to be Coastal Carolinas, you know, that break through the way they did? Very rare.
Yeah, there's usually always, you know, somebody comes around like
that's
this.
Not from the AAC, though, I'm saying.
You got a point.
That comes from the AAC. What conference are they even in?
It won't be normal to that point.
The Sun Belt or Conference USA, it ain't going to happen. It ain't going to happen.
Right.
So if you win the AAC and you actually have a half-decent season, Memphis will be in the College Football Playoff. That is the immediate reaction I have here. And also, the way it's going to work is that the top four teams are going to have byes. The top four teams in the playoff, like which would be the top four, like the regular four playoff teams in a normal in the past format, they'll have first round byes, while the other eight teams will play games on their campus. I like it. I think it's great. I think it's fantastic.
I think you're right. I think the part for me is that line about no conference would qualify automatically, because we already talked about, I mean, we're one of the schools that doesn't feel like you get a fair shake when you're outside that Power Five. The fact that an Oregon team that was ranked 25th in the College Football Playoff, like, won the PAC, wouldn't get in ahead just because it's its conference champion of someone more deserving you like. I think we'd worked on the assumption that they're gonna for their Power Five, they're gonna take care of them,
yep.
And those will be automatics. But it, literally, no conference will qualify automatically, and there will be no limit on the number of participants from a conference. Now, you know. How many SEC teams you end up with, all that stuff, we can visit that. That might get crazy, you know, to some point. But, yeah, the fact that, this is as fair as it's going to get.
It is. It is. It's access. I mean, it really is. It's access for Memphis in a way that they have never had. The real, if you do what you have done before, which is win your conference, 2 years ago you did this, you wouldn't have been in the Cotton Bowl. You would have been in the College Football Playoff.
Mm-hmm. Those UCF teams as well. Right?
Exactly. Yes, those UCF teams wouldn't have been playing Auburn. You know, they'd have been playing. You know, they might have been playing Auburn in the College Football Playoff.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so this is a way for,
and they were deserving, and Memphis would be if it was in that position as well.
Yeah, I mean, so I think this is a.
That's the thing I'm most encouraged by, that they haven't just cut out the spot for a Pac-12 champion that isn't very good.
Right. I mean,
you know what I'm saying?
Again, in this scenario,
and you ahead of those
two non-Power 5 teams would be in the playoff. Now, how will this
last year's scenario?
Right.
Yes.
How will this go? I mean, look, moving forward, will they be a little stingier with the rankings now and really penalize, you know, non-Power 5 teams for their schedule? You know, that's what's going to be fascinating to watch play out. But I think it's a great day. I think it's a great day for Memphis football and Ryan Silverfield and the AAC, you know, because now you can – look, this is a way you can actually start to – you know, Memphis already does a really good job recruiting. But, like, now you can actually tell your kids you can play for a national championship. You can tell them that, and it's not wrong. It's not a lie. You know, it's going to take a lot, and it's very, very unlikely.
Right.
But you can look –
you couldn't tell them that. You couldn't even dream. You couldn't dream that.
You can be in a playoff. I mean, you can certainly say you'll be in the playoff, because we can do that. We've won our conference before. We've been ranked as one of the highest ranked six conference champions.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, I think it's fantastic. It's absolutely fantastic. And yes, the Mountain West is a team that you're going to have to contend with, right? You got your BYUs and your Boise States and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
But the AAC champ typically has been ranked higher, right? I mean, the AAC does get a little bit more respect in historically. It's a better league, top to bottom, than the Mountain West. It's really the competition is now. You got to make sure that stays, that remains the case.
Right.
You can't get passed up by the Mountain West, because then, yeah, Pac-12, they're not getting left out again, bro. You know what I'm saying? The Pac-12 is not getting left out again. So, and they're going to make sure of that.
I'm surprised that, yeah. Because every one we've operated on, you do expansion, the big boy's going to have their cutout spot. You know, their automatic berth for winning their conference champion. Because why? Because it's the Power Five.
So, right.
I like this. I would love if the Pac ends up, you know, crying like that. Hey, we didn't get him. That's fine with me, because it should be based on the strength of your conference. And that thing's been down.
Yep.
USC, come on back up. You know, come where frankly you belong. So I'm with it. I think I like it. And I'm with you that I like the idea that if I'm a Memphis fan or if I'm on that Memphis coaching staff, I can tell folks, well, we got a chip in the game now, at least, right? Probably, you know, you start going around telling every kid that you're recruiting, you're going to win a national championship, you know, that might be a promise that you're not going to be able to fulfill. But to tell them you got a chip in the game now we got our shot at the playoff and you'll get your shot to play against the big boys, and that seems more real today than it's ever been for Memphis. So, yeah, it's exciting. Can't believe that they didn't give their big boys all of their you know what they usually get, which is their leg up.
So Memphis,
their advantage
in 2019-20, right? Because that was the year that they that's the year they won the AAC. They finished 17th. Now I think they were ranked higher than that at one point, but they finished 17th. They would have been number six. They would have been the number six team. Appalachian State was 19. So you're always going to have. I mean, look, you got to be better than BYU. You got to be better than Boise State. You got to be better than Appalachian State. You got to be better than Coastal Carolina. You know, that's your it's the AAC, right? You got to win your league, but you also have to make sure your resume looks better than their teams. And that's where you're going to have your games against Arkansas coming in looming large, your Mississippi State games looming in large. You got to take advantage of those opportunities. Mm-hmm. But you got a chance now, man. You got a chance now. You didn't have a chance before. And so I think it's a great day for Memphis and a great day for the AAC.
Will it be tougher scheduling, though, if you're Memphis? Even than it is now, in the sense that if we take that L to U, us big boy school, you're gone and we're stuck.
I mean, you would say, you know, maybe because they're going to sell out for the conference.
It's already tough.
You're going to sell out for your conference title, and you're going to make sure that you, because if you're
exactly,
if you're out. I mean, look, I'm just
looking at this, well, you know, trying to look at this from all angles here. It's already tough for Memphis to schedule the big boys.
Let's play this out.
It doesn't make it any easier for you.
Let's play this out. LSU. Right. Let's just say LSU's decided we can't ever win the now they have before, but let's just we're using them as an example. Or Florida, we can never win the SEC. Right. So what can we do to make sure that our at large resume is awesome? Because there's six spots for the at large. Could you then see a scenario where Florida's like, all right, well, let's go out and let's schedule a Memphis because we need to make sure our at large. Or would you just think that your SEC body of work will be good enough?
Don't you? Isn't that what you do? And you make sure that there's a zero on the other stuff.
No,
that
you're right. Change. You're right. I think it probably makes it harder.
Better not slip up. That's
what
I'm saying.
You're out of conference. It probably makes it harder. But again,
and so can Memphis go out and get that Mississippi State type? That's just what's on the schedule now.
I think it's fair.
But even more so, or Florida. Can you get that? Will Florida be willing? I think probably less so.
If they were already reluctant, and now probably less so. I think it's an interesting question. We'll actually do this. We'll talk to Jeff Calkins about this and more on the other side when we get back. Jason and John at Eternity FM, ESPN.
Guys, fight's coming up featuring the can't-miss rematch between Israel Adesanya and Marvin Vittori. It's UFC 263, and FanDuel's giving you 30-1 odds on either fighter to win the main event. That means you can win 150 on a $5 bet. That's right. Bet $5, you win 150. Place your first bet on the FanDuel Sportsbook app using the promo code JSmith. It's JSMITH. Get in on this incredible opportunity. Just sit back and watch the fist fly for Adesanya versus Vittori coming up this weekend. You got to like Adesanya, right? I love him. And he won the first fight by split decision. Now, that was back in 2018, but I'd like him in the rematch. Don't forget, you can only get this offer on FanDuel Sportsbook. So download it today and sign up again using that promo code JSMITH so they know that we sent you. It's FanDuel Sportsbook, where the payouts come in as little as 24 hours, faster than those other sports books. It's the official partner of 929 FM ESPN. Must be 21 or over and present in Tennessee. New users only on this one. Must wager in designated offer market. $10 first deposit required. $150 max bonus. See full terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call Tennessee Redline 1-800-889-9789.
92.9 FM ESPN is an Odyssey station. Download the Odyssey app now and get the best sports station on the planet anytime, anywhere. And favorite 92.9 FM ESPN Memphis. Smart speakers say play 92.9 ESPN.
We are now Odyssey. So we're not any longer radio.com.
Correct.
Or internet.
Or internet.
We are Odyssey.
Yep.
Spelled like it sounds. A-U-D-A-C-Y.
Yeah.
Odyssey.
92.9 FM ESPN. An Odyssey station.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
From Tops go perfectly with sports on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Jeff Calkins on demand. He sometimes joins us on Thursdays at 1:25. Sometimes he joins us on Mondays or Tuesdays. Who knows? Who knows when it'll be? Today it's Thursday at 1:25. Read about the Daily Memphian. Listen to him every day from 9 to 11. He joins us now. Hello, Mr. Calkins.
Hey, man. How are you?
Hey, so we're actually going to get to the Larry Brown stuff later. There has been some very interesting news in the world of college football. I don't know if you've I don't know if you've seen this. Have you seen it?
Nope, I'm not.
The working group of the college football playoff has recommended officially that they go to 12. That they go to 12 teams in the college football playoff, and the way it will work in terms of selection is the six highest ranked conference champions will get automatic berths, and then there will be six at-large spots. Of course, Memphis will never be able to hope that they are an at-large spot, but absolutely there is reason to now believe that
the six highest-ranked conference champions.
I had to back up too, Jeff.
Yes.
So basically, one Power 5, non-Power 5 conference champion is getting an automatic bid.
Well, last year it would have been two.
Well, you said the six highest. I see, because there would have been six, right? Two. Yeah, although, honestly, you wonder once the stakes are that high. If the rankings would have changed, right?
I agree. I do think that is a concern. Yeah. Like, will the non-Power 5 teams be penalized, you know, for their – will strength of schedule start weighing heavier, right, in terms of how high these non-Power – I mean, we'll have to see. But, look, the truth of the matter is that Coastal Carolina and Cincinnati would have both been in last year ahead of Oregon. Oregon was 25th. So there is now, look, I'm not saying it's perfect, but there is now a path.
No, it's unquestionably better. It's 100% better. I mean, we said it when they were talking about this earlier this week. Right now, it's what Laird Veach said yesterday. He would like Ryan Silverfield to be able to look at his players and say, you have a chance to win a national championship. And it was totally impossible, theoretically 100% impossible before. And if this happens, it will absolutely be possible. You know, really ridiculously difficult, probably never going to happen. But all you got to do is win all your games in impressive fashion. And if you're a football player at the University of Memphis, you can end up as national champion.
Do you think it would make it more difficult for Memphis to get those big games, though? You see what I'm saying? Like, they don't want to stub their toe. You know, that's already the case. It's already difficult to get, you know, Florida to schedule you. I just wonder if this makes it. I'm with you. It's a good thing, and I'm with both of you guys on that. Actually, gives you a chance. You got a chip in the game. But doesn't it make it tougher? Florida more, even more so, not going to play you now because if I stub my toe against Memphis, it could be over for me. I want that. I want wins only when I'm out of conference, and the strength of my conference to be the thing that stands up and gets me in. Right? I mean, seems like it'll make it even more difficult.
But there's still more at-large teams, so it's still an improvement. I mean, right now you're still in a situation where if you're aiming for this large bit, at-large bit, you can't stub your toe. So the fact that there's more at-large teams.
I just wonder if they'll break off and decide, you know what, we're not playing those teams anymore. You know what I'm saying?
This seems to be an indication that they're actually being a little more open to these teams, to me, is what it would seem to indicate. The other thing that's intriguing to me about, listen, I would be in favor of 16 because I think the more the merrier, but I do think there's an aspect to this, and I haven't obviously seen the exact proposal, but if you're having 12,
we'll
what that presumably means... What?
We'll get that proposal sent to you to be looking out for
in
your email.
What it presumably means is that the top four have a bye.
That's correct.
And
that's correct.
The next eight would then play each other.
That is correct.
And so if you had gone to eight, and very clearly they weren't going to go to eight for reasons basically because it wasn't going to expand, eight wouldn't have really given the SEC more schools, right? So that's why they weren't going to go to eight. Like, they're self-interested here. But if they go to 12, one of the nice things is in a system of eight, it would have always been the number one school, let's say Alabama,
right,
against, and you know the Memphis or whoever got in would have been eight,
right?
And so you always have this world in which one is crushing eight, and you're thinking they didn't deserve there to be in the deserve to be in there in the first place. Now you have a situation where five will be playing, 12, or something like that. And instead of having to beat, if you're Memphis, wherever you rank in there, your first round matchup will not be against the best team in the country every time, right? You can actually imagine having some success in this system of playoffs. And I like that about it too.
Yeah. I think the upshot for Memphis is, and I said this before you got on, but you know, you can now, if you're Ryan Silverfield or Luke Fickle or whoever, you can now look a kid in the face and tell him the truth. And it would be true by saying, you can come to Memphis or you can come to Cincinnati, or you can come to UCF, and you can play, you can have a chance to make the playoff, which you could not say prior to right now.
Right. Oh, no. Didn't I just say that?
I'm just saying. It is a huge yeah. It is a huge boom.
That's the thing. There's now a, I mean, it's, it, until it's one just immoral thing about college football has been they just cut out half of the schools,
right?
Just cut them out of the system.
That's right.
And now you are no longer cut out of the system. And the other thing it does is it allows, to me, what that should do is it should also improve your ability to recruit. It's not just that you can tell your kids that and they should wonder whatever. It's now you can recruit to that. You know, once upon a time, Ole Miss or Mississippi State could tell a kid, listen, we can go to the college football playoff. Now, you and I know they never did. They probably never would, right? But the fact that you're part of the system makes it much easier to recruit than being totally excluded from the system. Once upon a time, if you're recruiting against Memphis, you'd say, why you go play there? They can't even make the college football playoff. Yep. And now you can't. Now it is no more true at Memphis than it is at Ole Miss. Like, they have the, obviously still unequal resources and all of that, but I think it's a huge step forward. And I think it can, what it might do, as I said, is it might make it, because we were having issues of parity, let's be honest, in college football.
Hell yeah.
And it might help those a little bit. It's not going to always be And honestly, even for the group beyond the nine, for the lesser Power Five schools, it actually helps them too, because we've been in a world where if you're not at Clemson, Alabama, Ohio State, you're probably not getting into the playoff. Now, with an expanded playoff, it actually also helps Pac-12, it helps Texas, it helps, you know, right there, whatever. You don't have to go to Alabama, Clemson, or Ohio State to make the playoff, which is really the universe that it felt like we were living in.
Do you think you will cover – I don't know when this will go into effect. I'm assuming soon. Do you think you will cover a Memphis Tiger football college football playoff game?
I would, if I was to bet on that, I would bet no. I would bet likely not. But possible, like, you know, right now, is Memphis the best program in the conference?
It's Cincy right now, right?
But they were 2 years ago. They were 2 years ago. I mean, it's not like you have to go back.
Get a quarterback. We can talk about it. No. Right? Might
have to. You know, it's not far-fetched at all. Right. It's not far-fetched at all.
Right.
You've got to also be then, you know, you got to be not, you don't just have to win the conference. You have to win the conference impressively enough that you're also ranked.
Mm-hmm.
That's not far-fetched, right? But it's not far-fetched. Maybe I will.
Yeah, it just depends on, you know, how long you want to do this. I don't think you're going to just show up and not write about it. So it just depends really on how long you want to keep doing this.
No, of course I would do it. But I mean, Memphis went for many years without winning a conference title.
All of the years. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah, all of the years. Exactly. It went for all of the years without winning a conference title.
But in fairness, the program is healthier than it's ever been, you know, in terms
of... I think a lot of this really is up to Ryan Silverfield, right?
Of course.
It's up to Ryan Silverfield.
I think it absolutely, let's just take Memphis. Let's just take Ryan Silverfield out of the equation. I think now you can attract... If you're a Memphis, if you're a Cincinnati, you can attract a better coach. You see what I'm saying? Like, I think now, like that.
Why are you saying Memphis needs a better coach than Ryan?
They don't. I'm saying in the.
Why are you going after Ryan?
Well, I'm not.
You didn't say he was going to get in the bar.
You're misunderstanding me. You're misunderstanding me. You're misunderstanding me. I'm saying that, like, you know, in 2011, Memphis had to hire Justin Fuente. It worked out great, but at the time, he wasn't even the only play caller at TCU. They had to take a chance on him because nobody else really wanted the job. Now that Memphis or any program like it is in a situation where if you build it right, you can actually be in the college football playoff. You can get a prestigious assistant, a real hot up-and-comer, whereas in the past, and again, Memphis got Mike Norvell.
I mean, they got Mike Norvell.
Yes,
was a pretty hot.
But that was a shock. That was a shock. They don't typically get guys like Mike Norvell.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. The elite programs in the American Athletic Conference have done a pretty damn good job of hiring good coaches.
I guess you're right. Gus Malzahn at UCF.
To me, the more interesting question is, and I think the answer is probably no to this, but will it make it easier for a school to retain a wildly successful coach in the American Athletic Conference? Not can they attract a good young coach up and coming, but once they achieve success, will it make it more apt to stay?
Yeah, I actually think it will. I mean, it's going to depend on the job that they would be up for, you know, but would Josh Heupel leave UCF for Tennessee? That's an interesting question. I mean, because
he may be second guessing that already.
Yeah, that's a hard job. That's a hard SEC job. You know,
right?
I mean, you might say, why do I need to leave UCF for that?
So dramatically,
but money would start flowing in more now, though, if you go to the playoff.
Well, we don't actually know what the split of the money will be. Like, right?
AAC gets 75% of it. That's what everybody's saying. We get 75% of the new money. AAC. Power Six, baby.
That's great. I'm glad to hear that. Yeah.
No, I mean, of course you have to know what the money split is going to be, but I don't know. I just think it's an overall a really good day.
It's tremendous. Guys.
It's not perfect. Yeah. It's not perfect, but it's a really really good day. All right, before we get you out of here, you know, do you have a Larry Brown haiku or something? Like, give us a little bit. Give us something.
No cons.
It is
right,
funny because
I'm, right?
It's funny, I may go and write a – I was thinking of writing about Larry because no one else has at this point. it is funny. Like, when you look at his record, it's just kind of crazy, right? Like, I'm in favor of it. He's going to be 81 before the season starts.
Yes.
The three times he has been a head coach in college basketball, he has put his team, has left his team with a postseason ban. If you go back and read when he left SMU, literally, you know, whether it's Dana O'Neill, Nicole Auerbach, whoever's writing about it, isn't just, they're all writing this, Gary Parrish wrote the same thing. It's not just, well, what did you expect, right? It's also, this man has no place in college basketball. It's like, and then on top of it, like literally the last interview I saw of him, of course, the last job, he was fired in Italy after half a season of no success. And then about a year ago, the Kansas City Star interviewed him. He was on his exercise bike, and he was complaining about the game, that they play too many young guys now. Back in the day, all you'd see was experienced players playing, and now it's been ruined because there's so many young players playing, and it's been ruined because there's no place for the big man. All people want to do is shoot the three. And you're like, okay, what? Why are they doing this again? Like, what would be the point of this? And the amazing thing is that a lot of it comes down to what is fundamentally a weakness of Penny Hardaway's, which is that he won't trust most people, right? I mean, in the end, one, it's not just that he's a genius coach, which he is. It's that when you're talking about making the argument for it, it's that, oh, well, Penny will listen to him. Penny will respect him. Penny will, like, right? Isn't that a part of everybody's argument?
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Which is kind of like, says, like, okay, well, why is the only guy he's going to respect the 81-year-old guy who puts everybody on probation? Like, it's kind of crazy. Having said that, I am so cynical about college basketball now. Like, what are you going to call Larry Brown dirty? Larry Brown dirty in a system where Kansas just gave a lifetime contract to a head coach, and in that lifetime contract said if he was going to be fired for cause could not be an NCAA investigate, you know, like whatever. Is he, like, here's what we know about college basketball. The rules are immoral and exploitative, right? We know that every freaking successful program cheats like hell. We know that. Every time you peel it back, you know that, right? And so you're going to like, oh, we can't hire the dirty guy because he didn't take the rules seriously very clearly at his various stops. Like, I have so little use for a system which goes after Penny for recruiting a player to his high school team and is going to, you know, drop the hammer, but doesn't touch North Carolina for literally widespread academic, you know, fraud. And so I sort of like the double bird aspect of hiring Larry Brown. I know that's not why they would do it, but I'm just, if I believed in the integrity of the system, I would say, of course you can't hire Larry Brown. Look what his record is. But since I have no faith at all in the integrity of the system, I think the system is corrupt. Why am I going to say, don't hire him because he didn't fit in a system which is so damn corrupt to begin with? Like, what did Larry Brown do that was so bad? You know, gave money players. Who the hell doesn't? wasn't 100% honest with the NCAA about a tutor who was helping a student at SMU.
Yep.
I got no use for it, yep. Honestly. Like, and I think no one has use for it anymore. It's why LSU has a coach still coaching who's corrupt, and it's why, because the NCAA has zero credibility. So that's sort of, I'm down with it, but for kind of cynical reasons.
Well, I respect that, Jeff. Appreciate the time.
Thank
as
you,
always,
Jeff.
Man.
See ya. Bye.
As they say, don't blame me for telling. Blame yourself for being.
Thank you, John. It's right after the wolf's always scratching.
Think about that.
Mm-hmm.
Think about that.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.